Welcome to Clifton Health On Air.
I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren.
And we are a local health department podcast here in Clifton, New Jersey.
We are located 12 miles west of New York City.
And we also service the township of Little Falls.
Welcome.
And today, we are talking all about our wonderful partners at Mountainside Medical Center. And today with us, we have Community Outreach Manager, Catalina Duban Gutierrez, former coworker and most wonderful human being we know at the Clifton Health Department. How are you, Catalina?
Thank you for having me. I'm really good and I'm really happy to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back and we're excited. And along with me on this episode is our own health educator, Lael Hawani. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome. And we're just going to dive right into this episode. And it's all about our partners with Mountainside Medical Center. And I'm just going to talk about what Mountainside Medical Center is. Mountainside Medical Center offers a comprehensive and growing array of services delivered by caring and highly skilled medical professions. Mountainside Medical Center has been serving Montclair and its surrounding New Jersey communities since 1891. The physicians, nurses, and volunteers who are a part of the Mountainside family are also your friends and neighbors. We're a community, your hospital, and your team working hard on your behalf. Mountainside Medical Center is located on the border of Montclair and Glen Ridge, and a part of Hackensack Meridian. Mountainside Medical Center is proud to continue to provide world-class healthcare in a community setting. The medical center has successfully transitioned from a standalone facility to being a part of Hackensack Meridian Health, the most comprehensive and truly integrative network in the state of New Jersey. Mountainside Medical Center entails unique histories and specialties, yet both are united by a common goal: to provide exceptional healthcare to our communities. Wow, that's a lot.
Yes.
And I'm so happy you're here to kind of break down some of the services that Mountainside can offer.
Definitely, yes. So as you mentioned, you know, our mission at Hackensack Meridian Mountainside Medical Center is to deliver exceptional healthcare services with a focus on innovation, compassion, and accessibility. We aim to create healthier communities. And although Mountainside is a small hospital, it does pack a punch. So we offer a wide range of services, including primary care, specialty care, imaging services, emergency services, and preventive screenings, which my department offers. And we also offer health education to our diverse populations. And just as you mentioned, so we do service Montclair area, but we do service Northern Essex County, a little bit of Passaic County, which includes like Woodland Park, Clifton, Little Falls. So we're definitely very happy to be here to talk to you guys about what we offer. And in addition, we are accredited by Joint Commission for many of our service lines, which is a very prestigious certification that hospitals obtain.
That's great. It's always good to see another accredited entity.
Yes.
And can you just describe what your role is at the medical center?
Sure. So as a community outreach manager, my role focuses on fostering meaningful connections between a hospital and the communities we serve. I lead many initiatives that promote health education, wellness, and accessibility to hospital resources. And, you know, I ensure to address the specific needs of our community members. In partnership with Hackensack Meridian Health, we do have a community health needs assessment. And based off of that, we create a community health improvement plan. So with that plan, you know, I try to be very strategic with it and I try to ensure that we meet our goals. We do have a few different kind of strategic goals on that chip. So a big one is mental health, you know, healthy living, which is screenings and education and access to healthcare. So a lot of what I do is based around that chip. And I do have some staff. I have some wonderful nurses and a health educator. And they go out and they provide different screenings and education. And just they go out and connect with the community.
That kind of leads me to my next question. So what does your day-to-day typically look like? You know, is it a nice balance of being in the office,
out in the field? Or are you mostly out in the field? Or are you mostly in the office doing planning? Like, what does your day-to-day look like?
Yeah, so I feel like it varies, especially during what season we're in. Mm-hmm. So, like, absolutely. For example, in the winter, it's a lot of planning. Right. Most of my December, I spent planning out primarily all of 2025.
Wow.
So that comprised of reaching out to a lot of my different partners and trying to see if their needs were the same as in 2024 and how we can play around with different screenings in the new year. Mm-hmm. So that's a big one. And also, I would say that in the warmer months, I would say like spring, summer, fall is when I'm mainly out in the community. Mm-hmm. We're out in health fairs. We're out doing more screenings, health education tabling, volunteering, things like that. And it's also nice because although my department is a bit smaller, a lot of the other leaders in the hospital volunteer their time as well. Wow. So they also take their time to go out with me and my staff and to educate on their specific service lines. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a big part is, you know, partnership building. Mm-hmm. So like joining different meetings with partners, joining different coalition meetings. I am a part of your coalition here in Clifton.
Yeah, happy to have you.
I love it. I'm also part of Bloomfield Coalition.
Okay.
So I sit on their meetings as well. And I'm a part of the Montclair Mayor Wellness Campaign Committee.
Yeah.
So I'll go to those meetings. And I recently became part of the advisory board for Montclair University's School of Community Health. Mm-hmm. So awesome. I go to that occasionally. And basically, it's just meeting with all these different partners and seeing what their needs are how I can help.
That's awesome. And that's kind of going to lead us into our next question. How do you approach building relationships with communities and community members and organizations you serve?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think building trust and genuine relationships requires active listening, cultural sensitivity, and collaboration. Mm-hmm. So I always try to ensure that I'm really present while meeting with different partners or community members and just really trying to understand what their needs are or what problems they're seeing. With partners, you know, just meeting with them is taking my time with them, almost interviewing them a little bit, like almost like a little mini key informant interview. Like, okay, what are you seeing in your communities? Like, and how can we help? Mm-hmm. Like, what can I offer you? How can we work together? Because each different partner is different, right? So, like, when I work in Clifton, your needs are much different than when I work in Montclair.
Right.
And similarly, the partnership is different. And what maybe you can offer in the collaborative partnership is different than what someone else can offer. So that's interesting. And then for community members, so each different community is different. You'll see different needs in each community. Some individuals are looking for certain services in different municipalities. But one thing that we do is that whenever we do screen people in the community, we also do an SDOH screening, social determinants of health screening, through our little software called Myco. So we take iPads out and we will basically do the blood pressure screening, whatever screening that we offer that day.
Is that free?
It is free, yes. Okay. And every single person we screen, whether it's blood pressure or glucose, we'll ask them SDOH screening questions just to see if there's anything else they need, just to ensure a more comprehensive screening. We don't just want to be like, okay, here are your blood pressure numbers and okay, bye, have a nice day.
Absolutely.
We want to make sure that, okay, what if this person maybe needs a resource to like a food pantry or you know, something like that.
Right. So you want them to have what they need to succeed.
Exactly. So we'll ask them the questions. If they have a smartphone, then we'll be able to send them the information straight from the iPad. Mm-hmm. But if not, I make sure to equip my nurses with different, you know, flyers. So I equip them with, like, community resources. So, like, you know, like the basic stuff, social services, food, transportation, things like that.
And how did how does a lot of community members react to those, to answering those specific questions? Do you have a lot of challenges or hesitation, or they are open to answering those questions?
I think a lot of them kind of just say, like, I'm okay. But then there are a few individuals that do really need help, and they do take advantage of being able to connect with a nurse out in the field. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'll ask more questions like, hey, you know, I don't have a primary care physician. This is my situation. What should I do? Thankfully, you know, they're both health professionals, but also equipped to deal with the community. So they'll kind of assess the situation, like, hey, does this person have insurance? Does this person not have insurance? Does this person...
So if they don't have insurance and if they do have insurance, they'll get two different answers.
Yes. Okay. So we strive to be very ethical in how we refer people.
Okay.
So many times when someone is uninsured or underinsured, mm-hmm. we will refer them out to the federally qualified health centers. So in Passaic County, North Hudson, which you guys right. work yeah. with,
absolutely.
And then in Essex County, Zufall.
Okay.
So, you know, if we think it's better to refer them somewhere where they'll be able to get, you know, medical assistance more accessibly. And then we do provide them with different transportation resources that we have. We have a list of places like in Essex County that offer like transportation services. And I know that you guys in Clifton also all have some sort of transportation yes. for yeah. seniors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, we try to just educate people on that. And that's kind of how we run things a bit. But, okay. you know, we're striving to continue to improve and find better practices this upcoming year.
Yeah. So is your organization facing any challenges? And if so, how are you working to address them?
I mean, I think one challenge that many, you know, hospitals face is just ensuring equitable access to healthcare services. And I think that's like across the board, not mm-hmm. just hospitals, but like, you know, health departments, yeah. et cetera. And, you know, to address this, I think just working on expanding outreach programs, offering more free screenings.
Right.
Recently, I was able to ensure that all our screenings are free now. So before, wow. we were charging for certain screenings,
right,
but
like the cardiac assessment.
Yes,
I remember the
exactly.
the stroke screening.
Mm-hmm. But in an effort for us to align to other hospitals, I wanted to make sure that, you know, we weren't charging. So I really wanted to kind of advocate on that, and thankfully it worked. So
that's great.
Right. All of our
no,
screenings.
I wanted to yeah. just ask, how did you do that?
So, I mean, I will give a big shout out to Florae, yes. regional director of
awesome.
Hackensack Meridian Health.
Yes.
And she actually used to be in my role in Mountainside.
Yes.
And so basically we do work very closely, although we're different hospitals, but mm-hmm. we work very closely together. And this in 2024, we worked really hard to align all the hospitals. So instead of being kind of territorial, her approach is more regional. So mm. like we are the North. Right.
Yeah.
So sometimes we'll even go out to events mm-hmm. to work with them and vice versa. They'll send nurses to me if we need. So very collaborative. But essentially, all the services they offer are free.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, you know, it'd be great if we could do the same. I think it's time to really start aligning with the North. You know, it's not just Mountainside. It's just, you know, we're all Hackensack Meridian. So aligning was very important to me. And I'm seeing a great response to that.
Yeah,
and
we love it here.
Yeah,
for sure.
And kudos to you, because I do think that even though the cost was pretty minimal for some people, you know, that was it was a lot on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I that's great. I'm glad you were able to accomplish that.
And that's awesome.
You know, we appreciate it here, and I know our clients, our community members will appreciate that as well.
Yeah,
That makes me happy. Yeah, that was the goal, you know.
Yeah.
So that was a big thing, I guess. That was a challenge, and I'm happy that I was able to kind of jump over that hurdle. And another challenge I would say is like misinformation, right?
Mm.
So that's all about education.
Always. Yep.
Just educating people on things, health education, different service lines. So some people don't understand what heart disease is, or don't understand different things like that. So, you know, we strive on going out and providing education on all these services we offer, all these different diseases that are mm-hmm. out there, and different screenings and things like that.
Wow, that's amazing. And just to piggyback off that, do you see language as a barrier or a challenge
thing,
in your environment?
It is, yes. I mean, language will always be a barrier. I mean, thankfully at Mountainside, we obviously ensure that all patients have have accessibility to translation services.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually recently changed to new a language interpreter software.
Mm-hmm.
So LanguageLine is the new one that we're using. I know that you guys use that here. And this year, actually, a goal of mine is to ensure that my nurses can use LanguageLine out in the community.
Okay.
So I've been trying to actually do some digging to just make sure if the process is similar to like on-site versus off-site. So kind of have to work through those little things. But A lot of my nurses maybe don't speak Spanish, and, mm-hmm. and we want to make sure that they can communicate mm-hmm. with the community.
That they're serving.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's a great goal.
I mean, we do have three bilingual individuals on our team. So sometimes we'll go out with the nurses to ensure that we can translate. So that's good. But, you know, I think if we get Language Line working for us out in the community, that would be even better.
And then we're just going to kind of switch gears and talk about our partnership. How has it been working with the community in Clifton and Little Falls?
I will say that the partnership between Mountainside has been pretty longstanding, even before I started. So, again, shout out to Florey.
Yes, yeah.
Florey was, you know, very involved in Clifton and Little Falls. And I wanted to continue that same thing now that I took over her role. I've collaborated extensively with Clifton Health Department to offer services in Clifton and Little Falls. And that really looks more like, you know, providing lectures, mm-hmm. providing free screenings, different health education, going to health fairs, things like that. And just an example, just in December, we did collaborate together. We had a breast surgeon, Dr. Chung. She went out and educated members of the Little Falls Civic Center on breast health. And we had a really great,
I heard it was a great time.
Yeah, it was a great conversation. Amazing. It was really nice because we had different kind of age groups there. So we were all able to learn from each other. And there were some people that didn't understand much about breast health. And then there were some other individuals that did have personal experiences with, you know, breast cancer. And so it was a really beautiful conversation.
And that's always good because you have the doctor there and then you have actual personal stories. And then you have people who are asking questions.
Right. So like, and what a great opportunity to ask questions of a clinician who's right there.
Yeah. Yes. And that is one of the things that I did a lot this year is I provided a lot of like events where it could just be like coffee talks with a doc. I did that a lot in Montclair. Even just like bringing the doctors out to the lectures is really great because again, it's so hard to even get an appointment sometimes to certain locations. Yes. So bringing the clinician out, it's great for people to ask like that one question that they've been itching to ask.
Yeah.
I think it's really, really nice to bring the doctor out.
Absolutely. And all of my encounters with the clinicians and providers at Mountainside have been like truly amazing. I love going to their lectures. I learn a lot myself. And I just, you know, I love seeing the community members interact with them and ask their questions. And the evaluations that we get are overwhelmingly positive. So I hope we can continue this wonderful partnership.
yes, definitely.
Absolutely. More good things to come.
Definitely.
Absolutely. And just to, I know you talked about the coffee in the dock. Is there any other community engagement or community initiatives you have already did or would like to do?
Mm-hmm. So a big initiative that we actually did this year was in November. Okay. It was kind of like a lung cancer screening campaign. We kind of went, we went all in. So we did about 8 total events just for lung cancer in the month of November. And the reason for that is that we are finding that a lot of people have no clue that lung cancer screening exists. Mm-hmm. So people that have been smoking for many years, you know, they don't know about it. And I'm sure, as we all know, when you have lung cancer, sometimes you won't feel it. Sometimes there won't be signs. Sometimes there won't be a pain. And the only way that you really can know if you have any type of nodules in your lungs is if you get a low CT scan. A lot of different hospitals offer it. A lot of primary care physicians offer it. And so our goal was to educate the community and tell them that, you know, this is a pretty easy screening mm-hmm. that could save you many years of hardship and
honestly,
you know,
save your life.
Yeah, it could save your life. Yeah. So we worked really hard on doing that for the month of November.
And I think you even held 2 events in Clifton.
Exactly.
There was a lecture and a screening, so we were happy to provide that.
Yes, we had a lecture, and then we did have our first kind of pilot lung cancer risk assessment. Mm-hmm. It was something new, but we felt very comfortable with trying it out in Clifton since we have such a strong partnership. Mm-hmm. And essentially, that just kind of comprised of having a clinician come out and having them sit with the community member mm-hmm. and kind of assess the risk for lung cancer, see if they're eligible for this screening. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are and they don't even know it.
Right.
And that way the clinician can kind of let them know, like, hey, listen, I think you are high risk for lung cancer. I think you should get a screening. This is exactly what you should ask your doctor to do.
Wow.
Or this is exactly what you should ask when you go to Zufall or North Hudson.
Yeah.
So it was just a really great way to connect and to kind of give directions in a way and guidance. Because not everyone's going to know that. So
or everyone's not going to ask those questions, or they're going to be scared to ask those questions.
And intimidated.
Right? Exactly.
They're not going to want to do that because sometimes they don't want to know the answer.
That's true.
It's good to have a doctor there.
It kind of pushes you.
Yeah.
A little bit. So that's great.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people have difficulty navigating healthcare services.
Absolutely.
And I think
absolutely
when we bring out physicians or residents or when they're able to sit down with community members, I think it's really helpful to them because they'll receive a lot more guidance. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my goal with that.
And I think it makes the community members more comfortable, like, engaging with healthcare providers. Like, it makes them more human, in a sense. Like, rather than being, like, in the office, like, here they are out in the community in a place that the community members are familiar with.
Yes. So that was something that we did. And, I mean, Heart Month is coming up, and we recently did get new cholesterol machines, so we're going to start kind of strategically going out to certain areas and providing that. As I was mentioning, heart health, there are a few initiatives going on. Two of them are happening at the hospital. I believe we're doing a heart health cooking demo. Mm-hmm. So we have our registered dietitian, Camille Gregorio. She'll be just kind of explaining a full meal that is heart healthy and all the ingredients that go into it and just, you know, educating all the benefits for heart health. And it's really fun. And so we'll be doing that.
Is that an in-person or is it virtual?
It's in-person at Mountainside Medical Center in our private dining room. This is something new that I'm doing, a heart health lecture. We have one of our nurse practitioners, Amanda, doing that. And then once she finishes, we're allocating 2 hours after that to doing heart health screenings.
Great.
So first it'll be an auditorium lecture, and then after that, in another room, we'll provide the screenings for anyone that's interested. So I think that's a bit more interactive. So the people come in, they sit down, they will learn about heart health, they'll have kind of more information on that, and then they get their screenings. So now they have education, and now they have their numbers. So I'm planning on doing more of that this upcoming year, kind of combining things. Hopefully, I believe in March, we'll be doing a colorectal cancer lecture and a screening after as well. Mm-hmm. So more to come, at least at the hospital.
And I know in Clifton, we have an event scheduled for City Hall, a cardiac assessment.
Yes, we do. And this will help you kind of, you know, see where your numbers are, see where your risk for any heart disease or anything like that is.
All right. Yeah. So I guess just to kind of wrap things up, what are some of your key goals for the upcoming year and how do you plan to achieve them?
I think the biggest goal is to expand health equity initiatives, specifically because we actually recently became certified by the Joint Commission on Health Equity. So not many hospitals. It's a newer Joint Commission certification, but basically it certifies that our hospital, you know, prioritizes and ensures health equity in all health services. So it was a big initiative. My department was a big part of it. And so we want to start to ensure that, you know, we're going to more different diverse populations and providing them services and, you know, just providing and launching more lectures, screenings, education, you know, having more partnerships, new partnerships. And I would say also strengthening community partnerships is the big goal of mine, ensuring that I'm maintaining these partnerships and cultivating them and continuing to go to the different coalition meetings and just seeing what's going on and what is needed in these different townships. And finally, a big goal is enhancing accessibility to mental health resources. So
absolutely,
that would entail working more with our behavioral health department. I'm meeting with them pretty soon, actually, to kind of brainstorm what we want to do this year, because mental health is a big thing, and we want to kind of be able to help people and guide them and be there for them.
Right.
So that's
especially
a big one.
Especially post-pandemic.
Yeah.
Like
that really exacerbated some of the mental health challenges.
And seasonal depression now.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a huge one.
The winter months, it's getting gray, it's getting cold, it's getting dark. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be that's an awesome goal.
Yes.
And whatever we can bring to Clifton and Low Falls.
Anything you want to pilot here,
Yeah. Happy to have you.
Happy Definitely. To have you, for sure.
And actually, speaking of mental health, I think it was about in December, we did offer, it was two lectures on depression during the holidays. And it was so well received. I mean, so many people are feeling sad during that time.
Right.
And it was really nice to have all the people come together and just kind of, it kind of became almost like a little support group almost. Aww. It was really That's sweet. Great. It was really fulfilling to be able to offer that. So there is a big need for those services, and maybe more lectures that educate on mental health issues would be a big goal of mine.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And like through the lectures, people could get maybe a referral somewhere, you know, if they're really struggling. Yeah. So
definitely.
It's a great thing that you're doing.
Wow. Mountainside has so much to offer, and they're just so lucky to have you.
Mm, thank you.
Yes.
We don't miss you at all. Absolutely not.
No, you miss
but
our
we're happy. We're happy to see you shine in this role.
Thank you.
Just to recap, if people have questions directly about any of the services offered at Mountainside Medical Center, where can they find that information?
So I would definitely go on our website, so mountainsidemedicalcenter.com. All of our events are there if you want to sign up for free, different services. Also, number to make any appointments, that's if you look up central scheduling, you're able to make any appointments within our institution.
That's great. And we'll be sure to put that in the bio of the podcast and link the website.
Awesome.
That's great. Any final words?
No, just thank you for having me. Mountainside Medical Center really loves working with this community, and we really love working with Clifton. So again, thank you.
Thank
Likewise.
You so much. Yeah.
Likewise.
And we'll hope to have you back on the podcast maybe after some of the events and some upcoming events in the summer, fall.
Absolutely. Yeah. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome. Thank you so much, Catalina.
Thank you.
Hope everyone has a wonderful day.
Lauren, take us out.
Don't forget to tune into our podcast every other week for a new episode. You may visit our website at www.cliftonnj.org. Follow us on social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Clifton Health. If you have any questions, you can email us at health@cliftonnj.org. And before we leave today, let us ask ourselves, did you make a difference in someone's life today?